We are here at the 2013 Ag Media Summit, being held this year in Buffalo, New York. With me is Greg Horstmeyer with DTN, Progressive Farmer, who was this year's conference organizer. And Greg, tell us a little bit about what's in store this week.
We have a lot of great conferences and sessions going on. I mean, the summit is about professional improvement, and so we have a lot of events that are around writing and design and reporting. We have some news events that are going to go on because we are reporters, so we'll get some news out of this event as well. But it's also about fun. And about networking and comradeship and getting together. And in that, I'm really pleased with the attendance. We've broken records on attendance this year. We've broken or met some records on Ag Info Expo for the number of exhibitors that we have at the Info Expo. We've broken records on sponsorship, so everybody's wanting to participate in this. So it's a big sign that the Ag Media Summit continues to be a very successful event.
Well, Buffalo, New York, kind of a unique location. What made you choose this for the event?
Well, it is. We've not been this far north nor this far east for a summit since the summit was created. Partially that's to move it to a different part of the country. It was to expose members to the agriculture of this region. And yesterday on Saturday, there was a tour of some dairy farms and wineries and apple orchards that are part of the agriculture up here in New York. We're looking for different cities to have it in. I think members like to get around a little bit. I'll be honest, we wondered what the participation would be like moving this far north and east. But as I said earlier, with the records that we've set, we know that members are looking both for new places, new venues to come, as well as they want to be part of this. So
what all is involved when you as the chairman of this and setting up this meeting, what all is involved? What goes into that? How long is the planning process and how much time does this take?
Well, I'm lucky to be the chairman of the steering committee, but it was the work of Amy Rohde and Jennifer Carrico and several others who actually are on the committee and doing the grunt work, so to speak, of putting this together and planning out the events. It starts really, next year's event is in Indianapolis, and we're talking about it now. I mean, today at the board meeting, we discussed some possible ideas for sessions and things. So it's at least a year that goes into this. We'll meet officially. The steering committee meets in September, and that's when the really hard lifting starts, when we really start to put some things down on paper and talk about a theme and things like that.
Well, you said that we have a record attendance here, a lot of professionals from a lot of different publications and whatnot, but you also have a good student presence here.
Absolutely. I did not mention, I appreciate you saying that, Cindy, ACT, the Ag Communicators of Tomorrow, have decided to hold their annual meeting during this event, and I think this is the third year in a row that they've done it. They're going to continue to do that for the foreseeable future. That's really been an extra benefit of this event, both to the students to get a chance to meet some professionals. It's also, speaking as a professional, it's fantastic for us because we get a chance to see what the new crop of journalists, who they are, do a little scouting for future jobs and things like that. But it, personally, it's impressive the class of student that comes to this event continues to be rises every year. We've pulled some great interns out of that AAEA sponsors, I'm just glad that I'm not a student anymore because I wouldn't want to compete with these kids. I really wouldn't. They're fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Greg, and we'll get on with the Ag Media Summit here in Buffalo, New York. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.